try maybe to understand Parshas HaChodesh in a little bit of a deeper way than we might, and more importantly, to understand what's a mechayev us. Everything, you know, to learn about a Yom Tov is very nice. You know the story, you know the Hashkafas, you know this, but what's the avodah? What's the avodah for us from that comes from Parshas HaChodesh? What's it doing? Where it is? What's the function? Sadek Hakoyim in Pritzadik. And Parshas HaChodesh is Aleph. He's
Ma'ir. If you don't travel, yes, that's not
Parshas Parah. Is called Parshas Parah because it's about Parah. Parshas Shkolim is not called Parshas Kisisa or Parshas Kisisa Rishbin Israel. Whatever, it's called Parshas Shkolim because the topic is Parshas Shkolim.
Okay,
so he asks, why is HaChodesh as Elohim? The Parsha of HaChodesh as Elohim is the Parsha of Korban Pesach. Talks about Korban Pesach. So call it Parsha of Pesach. Why is it called Parsha HaChodesh? Why is it called Parsha HaChodesh? His Lashon is V'nikra Parsha HaChodesh. V'leinikra Parsha HaPesach. K'mayshinikra Parsha Shkolim. V'leinikra Parsha Kisisa. Right, Parsha Shkolim is not called Parsha Kisisa. V'chein Parsha Sporo, V'leinikra Parsha Chukas. Chukas HaTorah. Rakal Shebo Inyan, Shkolin, Por, Vachain Hoya Lelik, Havali Likrois, Parshas, U Parshas Apesa. Parenthetically, we do Parshas Zohar. One might say that Parshas Zohar is the Posse, the Parshas Zohar is the Ramalik. But there is not a Kasha, but he's right up there, because that's the topic also. That's the same, there it's all the same thing. So that's his Aura, it's called Parshas Achaydish. So Parshas Achaydish indicates, as we'll see later, that there's a chshivas to HaChodesh as Elohim in and of itself,
okay, so
beyond and apart from Korban Pesach. That's aura number one.
Aura number two,
we'll go back to the Rashi in Chumash that everybody knows. Everybody starts with the resolve to be Shnai Mikra Vechatarga, to learn Rashi, Chumash Rashi. It gets at least through the first Rashi in Parshas Breishis. Right, so what did Rabbi Yitzchok say? The Blayoya Tzarech Lahaskil Esatera, Elam HaChodesh as Elohim. Shehi mitzvah rishayna shenitztavu by Yisrael. So the Mepharshim already asked that's probably not true. There were mitztavu in Mila beforehand, and there were mitztavu in Gid Anasha beforehand. So the Sifsei Chachomim says al asar. So the key word over here, the key word is shenitztavu is bo Yisrael. That it was the first mitzvah that was a tzivui to a klal Yisrael was HaChodesh HaZelechem. Avram Avinu was nitztava then in Mila. That was as a Yochid Avram Avinu. Nitztava al kei lo yoichlo was Gidan Osha after Avram Avinu. That was then. But there was no cloud. There was no Yisrael. It's the mitzvah Rishaynash and nitztavu Yisrael. So Pashtas, we still have to understand. Okay, that's good. But then So what's the importance of that? L'chayre, it's only a difference of quantity, not quality. It's not a difference in Mahus. It's a difference. Here it was just Avram, then and here it was Yaakov and whoever was alive at that point, and later on, it's more. Why is that a thing? Right? And Shnitztavu, the first mitzvah, Shnitztavu Yisrael. What's significant? What's unique about that? Another thing that if it bothered me all the time. I mean, you see, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana. The whole thing about the Levana, like there's this almost obsession with the Levana. Right? You have the Kiddush Levana. In Kiddush Levana, so he wrote that the Eibishter should be Mabalak Imas Alavana. This is what concerns us, right? He wrote that the Eibishter should be Mabalak Imas Alavana, that the Levana, as we know, was made to be subservient to the Chama, because the Eishtei Melachim Shtamshim Keserechov. So it was made in such that it gets its light from the sun and whatever, so it's not as big, as strong. So what's this connection?
Yeah.
Right? And more than that, you see that the years of Ak of Goyim are nimdad with Bishnai Sacham.
No, okay.
And by Klal Yisrael we go with Shnai Salavan. Right? So there's an affinity, there's a particular kesher of Klal Yisrael to the Levana more than there is to the Chama. Right. As opposed to the Chama. Goy Chama Yid Levana. So it's really simple. That's really a simple nikkuda, but it's something that has to be explained. On the pasuk number four, on the pasuk of HaChodesh as Elohim. So the Sipurna, this is the lashon of the Sipurna. Mikan ve'elik, the pasuk emphasizes HaChodesh as Elohim. He's like giving Klal Yisrael the Chodesh on the silver platter. He says, Mikan ve'elech, Dr. Sipurna, Yihiyu ha-chadoshim shelochem, la'sois bohem kirtzayim. They'll be yours to do whatever you want with them. Avol v'yimei ha-shibut, but when they're meshubet in Mitzrayim, lo yihayu yimeichim shelochem, avol hayu la'avaydos acherim, u'ritzayinam. Lefichach, Rish is all the Sipurna. Lefichach, Rishayim hu'lochem l'chotshe ha-shalom. These are the words. Kiboy hischil mitziuschem habechirit. Because with the mitzvah of achodesh azelochem, with the giving, whatever it means, of achodesh azel to you, zok the sipurna ishe hischil mitziuschem habechirit. There's a mitzius habechirit of Klal Yisrael. So this is not a kasha. This is just a simple. What does that mean? What does it mean? What's this new? That means it's not just they got a mitzvah. Their mitzias changed, right? Mikan hischil mitziuschem habechiri. What is the nature, and what's the oimek of this mitziuschem habechiri? Okay, so this will be a little bit, it's going to start a little bit shverer than usual, but we'll make it palatable. There's a zoyar that this with Yitzchok that starts. The Ma'aseh with it's not B'shem Reb Yitzchak, but it's a Zoyar. And the Zoyar says that in Zoyar type Musagim, which are above our pay grade, but from the Mefarshei HaZoyar, from how Reb Tzadok understood it, I can take at least how they understood what's being said. So this Zoyar says like this, Le'istrich Oiraisa Lemichtav, the Torah did not have to write, Elo Me'achaydish HaZalochem. That's Reb Yitzchak's Kash. Le'istrich Lemichtav, Elo Me'achaydish HaZalochem. My time, huh? Tzadik brings this all in Tzadik there. My timer, here's the above our pay grade. Mishum de Sherusa de Sierra Havi. What is that? The Aldo, and on that, I rise, and because of that, the Torah had to say, Mehocha. Why? The Habakucha Bricho is Kasher. Because the Torah is connected to the Rabbeinu Shalalim. So that's the Zoya. So Reb Tzadik adds the explanation. Vekan Tchilas Ahakora. Here is the beginning of the Hakara. Sheyesh oyer shemakirim v'yecholim laharois be'etzba zois. This chaydesh hazeh v'zeh od Sherusa de Sierra. What does Sherusa de Sierra mean? Sherusa de Sierra means the way at least that it's touched up by the Mefarshim there, that it's like the Chama is to the Levana. Right, the oyer of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam shines in this world. It's this gala in this world, right? It reflects itself through olam hazeh, and thereby is the beginning. His lashon is that it's the beginning of the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam ba'olam. What does that mean? Like when you're the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam ba'olam, it doesn't mean there's a palace and a king with a staff and he's hitting people on the head with it and things. What does it mean, the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam ba'olam? We live in a world which doesn't, al panav, lend itself to be tied up as the Eibishter is, except since Corona, that the Eibishter is doing this and the Eibishter is doing that. It's more, I did this, I did that. If there was a snowstorm which blocked traffic and canceled everything, so that's because that's weather. The weather did that, and everything has its cause. This is the weather. This is a virus. Right? So it is a virus, but it's the a virus that you have to do tshuva for. It's not a virus, that kind of a virus. Right? We don't tend to view the world as a place where the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. What does a Yid look at when he's supposed to see the world? Through the fact that the Hanhoga of Klal Yisrael, the Hanhoga is Torah and mitzvahs. When you have a mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, so then, what are you doing? You're being megala that everything works with scharva einish. If you look in that sense at the world, you see the malchus. You see the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Mikitsa, you see how the Rabbeinu Shalom is running the show. That's the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. This world means that it's nizgala, right? It becomes apparent. It becomes clear, which was always the mitzvah. Just it's hidden. It becomes clear that the Rabbeinu Shalom is running the world. That's this idea of the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Zok Tzayar, where did that start? That started with Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem. Why? How does it come into Klal Yisrael? How does it come into Klal Yisrael? And this Agav will take us to the comparison to Lavana and Chama, right? The Lavana is also, it doesn't have it on its own. What the Lavana gets, this is where the parallel to Klal Yisrael is, what the Lavana gets is from the Chama. From a different source, it bestowed upon that, and that gives the Lavana its light. Klal Yisrael over here is Mekabel the Torah, is Mistabek to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Through Mizdabik to the Rabbeinu Shalom, by doing what the Rabbeinu Shalom says, right? What Klal Yisrael does now affects. If Klal Yisrael is good, I'll show you another Zayar, that this is not from a tzaddik, this is not for Shachayim Shar Dalet, that says this Mefurish. You know what, we should maybe see that first, and then we'll understand it even better. That should be better, a better order. That in the Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Ches, brings a Zohar, right? Mehemna and Parshas Pinchas. Tochazi is an easier one. Tochazi, that's like come see. Tochazi, kol biryan de alma, every bria in the world, every little minuscule thing that was created, every single thing, kaidem this havis d'iraisa l'Yisrael, before the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, havatluyim b'mazla, they were tolling on mazla. Avo, bosar di'is yahivas d'iraisa l'Yisrael, after the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, apik loin mechiyuvei de kachve umazle, the Eibishter took them out from being run, from being controlled by kechovim umazolos, and gave it to Klal Yisrael. Now Klal Yisrael is being mekayim the Torah. If Klal Yisrael is mekayim the Torah, it's good for the world. Every kol, you'd say, how did he start off? Kol biryan the alma, every biryan. Was totally on Teva, Kechavim and Mazolos, was on the Shlita of Kechavim and Mazolos. Now, once it was given to Klal Yisrael the Torah, Klal Yisrael the Torah was the blueprint that is established by Raiso Bore Alma, the Eibishter, the Koyach of the Kiyum of the world is the Torah. Once the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael by their Kiyum, or Rachmano Litzlan, E-Kiyum of Mitzvahs, controls what the world, every Bria in the world is now controlled by Torah, by Klal Yisrael. Begindo, therefore, hamishtadol b'iraisa, botel minei chiyuva de kachvayu mazole, it's botel from him, the hashpo of kachavim mazoles, as long as he learns it, lishmo. Nefesh HaChaim says, v'adarabba, he explains weiter, ha-koichis ha-tivim, all of teva, mesurim elov, kashe yigzar oimer aleim, whatever he's going to say, whatever Klal Yisrael will say, will want, that's what it'll be. And in everything, whatever they want, that's what's going to happen. That's in the fifth paragraph of Perkei Avos. The crown is on the head of Klal Yisrael. And this person is Betzel Kanfei Hashchina. So he's running the world like the Rabbeinu Shalom's emissary to run the world. Now it has to be made very clear. And when, before Matan Torah, before the Torah was given, before there was a Klal Yisrael, when the world was being run by Kechavim and Mazolos, it also doesn't mean that the Kechavim and Mazolos are really running the world. Right? It was also the Eibishter through that. But when it was run through, now we'll go back to our time, when it was run through Kechavim and Mazolos, so then it doesn't lend itself to seeing the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world, right? It's the Kechavim and the Mazolos. You know, everybody's busy reading their horoscopes, and they'd say the Mazolos is this and the Mazolos is that. Keilu, the horoscope is a thing, like that's an end in itself. Even then it's not an end in itself, it's the Eibishter, it's Hanhoga through these Shluchim. But it's Shluchim which tend to obscure the connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Comes Klal Yisrael. When there comes a Klal Yisrael that was given Torah, Klal Yisrael is given the Torah that Klal Yisrael is Shailat Anteva. That Klal Yisrael is Shailat Anteva. Right? Where did this start? HaChaydash HaZalochem. When there's that the Klal Yisrael was bestowed, was given the Kayach, to be Shailat Anteva, that started with HaChaydash HaZalachem. And more than that even, what HaChaydash HaZalachem is Kiddush HaChaydash, Yibur Shana, all these things, there specifically, this idea that Klal Yisrael was given a Shlita Anteva manifests itself in an even bigger way. Because what's the halacha? Let's say they're ma'aber Hashana, right? You know, so it's supposed to be Rosh Hashanah on a certain day. Klal Yisrael, what do you call it? The Beis Din in Klal Yisrael decides that it shouldn't be that day to make Ella longer, whatever it is, right? So what happened? The Beis Din Shalmala was all right. The Beis Din Shalmala was all dressed in their best, ready to go, ready to roll to be done the world, right? And some Beis Din over here decides this isn't Rosh Hashanah. Right, so the Beis Din Shalmala says, "Okay, guys, let's pack it in. Today's not Rosh Hashanah; it's done." That not only that, Atem, it's up to Klal Yisrael, whatever Klal Yisrael is kaveya, afilu mutim, even if they did it by mistake, afilu shayigim, afilu mezidim, even if they did it totally, they blew it. Right, what Klal Yisrael says, they're shalom. More than that, if a gadol is, let's say Yud Gimel Shana, right, Yud Gimel Shana. So it changes. This is how you see it. Shailat on Teva. Let's say they're ma'aber the years, but all of a sudden it takes the kid another month to become a gadol. Right? It takes the kid another month to be gadol. What does that mean? Right? That's this you say that if Klal Yisrael says that this is a year, then this is a year, and then that's the Teva. That this is taken the Bishan and the Teva. This is what the kid becomes. So right off the bat, with Hachodesh Hazelochem, that's reflective of the entire idea. That Klal Yisrael was given a shlita, Klal Yisrael was given a shlita over Teva. And that starts with Achaydish Azalochem. That's this idea that Reb Tzadik is teaching into the Zohar of the Sierra of the thing, this idea that Kvayt Shamayim, that the Malchus, the Tchilas Agilui of a Malchus Shamayim in this world, was given to Klal Yisrael through Achaydish Azalochem. They were given the power to be Shailat on Teva, and now what will control what will be done? It's not that you just sit back sipping on their coke with their feet up on the table and say, I want this to happen. If Klal Yisrael learns Lishma, and if Klal Yisrael is Mekayim Tayru Mitzvah Vizadarav Tzai, the way it's supposed to be, so then the world is run in one way. If the world isn't, if Klal Yisrael does not, then the world is not run in that way. Now that's a tremendous kayach, and parenthetically it's a tremendous achrayus. When you see things are going on, pandemics, etc., so it's very easy to blame some chink in a laboratory, right? Some chink in a laboratory or everything else. So take a good look in the mirror. If Klal Yisrael was doing everything Klal Yisrael was supposed to be, Klal Yisrael, Shailat Anteva, Kol Bria, every single Bria is totally in Klal Yisrael. It's totally in, whatever was totally before Achaydesh Hazelochem, whatever was totally on Kechav and Mazolus, everything is now totally in Klal Yisrael. It's a Meridikan idea. That's the difference between the Levana and the Chama. That's the parallel to Klal Yisrael to the Levana and the Chama also. The Chama, so he says a very tifa thing, which out the word you could have said it differently. So Shana, right? I would have thought maybe Shana is Shina because each year is different. He says punkt vaker, Shina halachos, it's repeating again and again. The Chama never loses its source of light. It's never nischadesh. There's a cycle of the Chama. It comes back the next year when it starts again, the solar year. It's the same sun. Masha'enke in the Levana, you have a Musig, there's a Chidush HaLevana. Right? When it comes the end of a month, it's dark. The Levana has no light because of the way it is with the sun. It has no light. It's Nischadesh. This Koyach HaHischadshus, it's Nischadesh. That's something, that's why he says by Goy, the year is Nimnu with Shemesh. Klal Yisrael is Shteltzu to the Levana. Klal Yisrael is the Chaydesh. Chaydesh is Lashon Chidush. Right? A Chaydesh, every Chaydesh, there's a Hischadshus. Every Chaydesh, there's a Hischadshus. There's a new light, right? It's from anew. You can start anew. It starts anew. Right? It starts anew. That you only have, that's the Levana. The Chama doesn't have that. The Chama is constant. That's the difference. A Goy doesn't have this power, this koyach to rule the world, to have this koyach to be mechadish things, to be in the Bria. The guy doesn't have that. The guy is daimet to Shemesh. Everything for the guy is totally on Shemesh. Klal Yisrael is dafka, the parallel to Levana, because that's Klal Yisrael. What does that mean, that's Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael in and of themselves, where is this koyach to be Shailat and Teva coming from? A person wasn't born with that. And there's nothing inherent in the Bria of Adam which dictates that he should have that. Right? Why do you have that? Because the Eibishter is giving the Eir of Torah and gave us the Koyach, that by being Dovuk in the Rabbein HaShalel through Torah, which is the only way to be Dovuk, gave us the Kayach that we can be Megala this Oyer, which is the Malchus of the Rabbein HaShalel. So the Rabbein, it's coming from an external source. And what's this Gilui of this Oyer, what is it, Toliah? There will be ups and there will be downs. Right? There will be ups and there will be downs. If Klal Yisrael is Oyser Ritzayin HaShalel Bach, he brings an interesting thing, the Nefesh HaChaim. I don't remember where I wrote that. And he brings an interesting thing, the Nefesh HaChaim, a Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Beis. It says, in one place, the Gemara asks a steer in Pesukim. In one place it says, Ad Shamayim Chazdecha. And another place it says, Me'al Shamayim Chazdecha. Steer, is it Ad Shamayim or Me'al Shamayim? So the Gemara Pesachim Nun Amud Beis, Lo Kasha. Kan Ba'oiskim Lishmo, Kan Ba'oiskim Shalom Lishmo. What Taiches, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, when it's Oisek Lishma, so then you have this thing that Klal Yisrael is Shailat Anteva, you are Mala yourself to be Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam above Kechavu and Mazolus, above Teva. So then you're Me'al Shamayim. Shamayim signifies Teva. Klal Yisrael is Me'al, but that's only if you learn Torah Lishma. If you don't learn Torah Lishma, if you don't exercise this power that you have in the way that it's meant to be, that it's meant to be, so then you don't have that Kayach, then you are subject. Right? That you're Mala and you're Mirrored yourself. So Klal Yisrael will have its ups and downs like the Levona has its ups and downs. There will be times of Aliyah and times of Yerida. But just like the Levona, even though it's dark, hang in there, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, right? That it's been Mischadesh, you get a Koyach to be Mischadesh and start anew, to start over again and to be on top, right? So also, that's Klal Yisrael. It has the Yeridas and it has the Aliyahs. That's the way it is in this world. Only Losid Lovoy, what's the kesher of Pegima Salavana? Losid Lovoy, when it'll be Nishtalim the Pegima Salavana, it'll be a constant light that it'll be given to it and it'll always be there. You won't have the Averis anymore, right? It'll be Losid Lovoy. It'll be Oilam Shekulay Taiv. So then this whole Levana, you won't have this idea of a Pegima. That's this idea that we're talking about, Shirmala Pegima Salavana. We'll get back to that at the end. Okay, so now let's understand. Kasha number one. What are the other phrases? Why is it called Parshas Achayin? It should be called Parshas HaPesach. Parshas Parah is called Parshas HaPorah, not Zayis Chukas HaTorah. Parshas Shkolim is called Parshas Shkolim, not Parshas Kisiso. So why is it called Parshas Achayin and not Parshas HaPesach? The answer is, and Reb Tzaddik himself says this, it can be said in his Nusach and in a different Nusach. It can be said in his Nusach and in a different Nusach. That it's called, because the point of Parshas HaChodesh is not Korban Pesach per se. The point of Parshas HaChodesh is the koyach that Klal Yisrael got now to be Shailat on Teva. That koyach is with HaChodesh as Elohim. So now, right, that koyach is with HaChodesh as Elohim. So now you have two ways. Either it's because of the word HaChodesh as Elohim, that's just like Zohar is Zohar, it's HaChodesh as Elohim is what's significant, that's why it's called Parshas HaChodesh, not Pesach. Or, if you understand that even every month has this Koyach Hischadshes, but when was Klal Yisrael given this whole Koyach, when did the whole thing come into being that they had this power of Bechlal? That's with the Rosh Chodoshim, the Rosh of Chodoshim is Nisan. So every time Nissan is a bigger Hischadshes, right? Nissan is when they got this Haklali, this power to be Shailat Anteva Bechlal. The Aliyas and Yeridas, every month is a Hischadshes that if you misused it or if you didn't use it properly, you know, all is not lost, you start again. But where did you get this Kayach? When is it, when's the Zman when this Kayach is Nischadish? The Zman when this Chaydish is Nischadish is with HaChadish as Elohim. Is with HaChadish as Elohim. That's why it's called Parshas HaChodesh, either because the words HaChodesh is Elohim or Chodesh of Hischadshes. It's called Al Hischadshes. It's the Parsha of Hischadshes. That's this idea. It's not the Sosemis, the Shemim seem to go more Al Hischadshes, not Al the word HaChodesh is Elohim. But that's the general idea. Now we understand what this is. So that's okay. So what the Parshas HaChodesh thing? The Parshas HaChodesh thing is simple. Now what's Rashi? Now we understand something. What did we ask? It says Rashi brought that the Torah should have started only from HaChodesh as Elohim. Why did the Torah start earlier? Why did that never? Because of Kayach HaMais of Higid Lamay. Why should it start from HaChodesh as Elohim? Mitzvah Rishayin should start from Yisrael. So we ask, it's not. Right? You had Milik, you had Noshe. So the Sifse Chachovim answers, but Nistavu Yisrael is a Klal Yisrael. So he said, okay, fine, but let's try and understand that a little more. That's just a quantitative difference, right? There was here it was just Avram Avinu, here it was Yaakov and whoever was alive at that point, and now it's all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, fine. So what's that telling us? It's much more than that. It's much more than that. What happened? What's the mitzvah of Achodesh Azelochem? More than being a mitzvah amongst mitzvahs. What happened with Achodesh Azelochem? The mitzvah Rishayna, which was given to Klal Yisrael, gave Klal Yisrael this koyach to be shaylit. Right? Gave Klal Yisrael this koyach to be shaylit on Teva. Teva gave them mitzvahs, that with these mitzvahs are the eifer. That didn't exist by Avraham Avinu. That is a new. It's a difference mahuti. It's a real difference between whether it's given to Israel or whether it's to Avraham Avinu or to Yaakov. Here is the beginning of the koyach vested in Klal Yisrael, right? To have the koyach to be shalut and everything. That's Parshas Achodesh. That's the taich in the Sipurno. I wanted to understand what does it mean. Kan hischil mitzi uschem habechiri. It's a new mitzias. What's a new mitzias? It's a new, in a sense, it's a new Brias Oilam. It's a new Brias Oilam. In the old, in Model A, right, in version one of the world was conducted by means of Kerkhoven and Mazalis, and that was it. That was how everything was conducted, right? In the upgraded version, which starts with Achodesh Azelochem, it's now governed through Klal Yisrael. The difference being, when it's governed through Klal Yisrael, through Torah Mitzvahs, that's the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the world. So the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom was vested in the world that it should be able to be Nizgala with this giving of Achodesh Azelochem to Klal Yisrael. That's the Mitzvah Rishonish and Itztavu Yisrael. It's not just there was more people than there was before. It's a whole different thing. It's a whole different Mitzvah. Right, it's the giving of this to Klal Yisrael. And that's what he means. It's kan hischil mitziuschem habechiri. Now, what happens to the world is totally under bechira of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael learns Torah l'shmo, if Klal Yisrael is mekayim mitzvahs the way they're supposed to be in the sky, the world is conducted one way. If Klal Yisrael does not learn Torah l'shmo, or Rachmanu Litzlan does not learn, and Klal Yisrael is not mekayim mitzvahs the way they're meant to be in the sky, the world is running a different way. Right? The world is running a different way. This is the mitziuschem habechiri. That's something which came about, and that came about now. What's the kesher between Klal Yisrael and the Levana? So that we said already, right? The kesher between Klal Yisrael and the Levana, as opposed to the Chama, it's pashut. It's pashut on a monthly basis, on a chodesh level. So there's ups and downs, right? There's ups and downs in Klal Yisrael. Also, by definition, bechira means you can equally choose one way or the other. So, you know, there are good choices, and let's call it not so good choices, right? And they're not so good choices. So, if a person has the not so good choices, do you say that's it? You know, game over. It's finished. It's not finished. It's a tremendous chesed with the Rebbe Shter built into the bria. But he built into the Bria this kayach that you could start anew, that you have a kayach of ischachus. You have a kayach of ischachus that you could start anew. That's this kayach of the Levana. Now there's different levels of the Bria and they all coincide with each other. The Levana is this kayach ischachus, there's oilam, there's nefesh, there's zman. In terms of the world, in the physical Bria of the world, where do you see this kayach ischachus? It's in everything. The Bria, everything is parallel. In the Bria, it's the Levana. Right? In the Bria, in Nefesh, in Ruchnias, where is it? That's Klal Yisrael's Diskayach Ischachus. Right? The Levana is getting its thing and it's on and off and it's depending on where. Klal Yisrael also has that Ischachus that has a new Eir Chadash of Torah and Klal Yisrael can get every single month, and that Kayach started even more so. The beginning of that, the giving of that whole Kayach to Klal Yisrael was with Achodesh Azelochem. And you see it's totally in the Bria. For example, you see that this insistence that Klal Yisrael, that Pesach, Yontif of Pesach, has to be, and Nisan is a month of Hischachus, right? And Hachaydish Azelochem is the Hischachus that they were given, this Kayach. And then if you go down 2 weeks, right, Klal Yisrael was Nischadish in this week's Parsha, right? That's a pretty big Hischachus. So that's also part of the Hischachus of HaChadosh as Elohim, that it's appropriately in the Rosh HaChadoshim, in the Chadosh of his Chadoshis, is that. And you see a Kpeda from the Torah that Pesach should be always B'Chadosh HaOviv. Right? Ad Kedei Kach, that some when the discrepancies between the lunar and solar calendars, it can get to a point where the Tkufas is not really Oviv, right? So then they're Ma'abra Neshana, so it should come out, that's why we have the Ibra Shana, for one reason, so it should come out that Pesach coincides with Chodesh Oviv. What's this insistence on Pesach coinciding with Chodesh Oviv? What's the Chshivus of Chodesh Oviv? What's Chodesh Oviv? It's Chachas. Chodesh Oviv is his Chachas in the world. It blossoms anew, and it's a time of growth, rebirth. Right? It's a time of rebirth. That's a Chodesh of his Chachas. That's this idea of Parshas HaChodesh. So we understand very well what the parallel is between Klal Yisrael, what's this thing with the Levana, right? Because the Levana in Olam, in the terms of Bria, corresponds to what Klal Yisrael is in terms of Shamayim, right? Of what Klal Yisrael is as opposed to Goy, right? The Goy is Chama, whatever it is what it is. And there's nothing there. It's nothing, no Kayach to be Shailut on anything. The Yid has this Kayach to be Shailut, which is, where does it come from? Because the oil that it's getting from the outside, the Amish, the Torah that it gave him. And with that Kayach HaBechiri, Bechiri implies that they'll be good and they'll be bad. Right? So, it's built in is that Kayach HaTzachas, they have everything. All that starts with HaKadosh HaTzalach. That's the Oymig of Parshas HaKadosh. Now, we didn't have Friday, we had Friday last week, but we didn't speak about anything last week. Had we spoken about, I would have spoken about, well, if I spoke about Parsha Shkol and then Parsha Zohar, and now I spoke about Parsha HaChodesh, so I guess it would be logical to assume that I would have spoken about Parsha's Parah last week. Right? And the point of it would be, just in a nutshell, what's Negea here, what's Parsha's Parah? So it comes out, in HaChodesh HaZalachem, it's not just that they're getting a mitzvah. There's a new mitzvah, a birth of a Klal Yisrael, and a recreation of the world in a fashion that Klal Yisrael through Torah is shaylet on the world. That's a tremendous kayach haruchni and gashmi that's given to Klal Yisrael. A person can only be zeicha to that after tshuva and after total purity, to take any negias outside and to be this. When does the Eibishter channel his kayaches through Klal Yisrael? That's only if Klal Yisrael is tahor and Klal Yisrael has nothing other than the Rabbeinu Shalel. The idea of Parah Aduma and Chazals of tshuva, it connotes tshuva. It connotes tshuva and by being metahir and attaining a level of lifnei Hashem titharu, to attaining a level of tahara, attaining a level of tahara, which then renders you roi to go on to Parshas HaChodesh, to be zeicha to the smila of Parshas HaChodesh. So I heard the I was listening to Bati Dov Miskar Rebbe Zecher Lev Racha, said about 30 years ago. 31 years ago, Tovshin Nun. He says, very interesting, that it's just in for B'nai Torah, you have to be a starker B'nai Torah to appreciate and to channel the Avoida of Parshas HaChodesh into life. Because what did we just speak about now? He didn't say that this is Chachas. He went a different, that's nothing to do with what we said. But just this Nakuda just caught me. So the whole point that we're stressing, what they're all stressing, what everybody's stressing is that HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Be'ikir is a Yischachos, right? So he just finds it ironic, even in a sense, that this Koyach, when he's a new Yischachos of Torah, a new Yischachos of the Klaus of Torah, by us, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, is not identified with a Yischachos, but on the contrary, by us, Rosh Chodesh Nissen is identified with the end of his month. Right? By us, it's end. Everybody's not chas v'shalom ketina kabereach mi beis ha-sefer, but it's a bein hazman and dike mentality. So his nusach was medav zayin ashtarka ben Torah, in order to appreciate the oimek of what hachodesh hazeh lochem is, and that for you, for each person, like Rav Shurkin says, it's for the individual, there's no bein hazman. Yeah. I can't go that far, but there is a bein hazman. But you have to bear in mind, and part of the avoda over here is to appreciate the hischachos that you have to get. What is it that HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem means to you? And even though, in a sense, it is for us the gemar of a zman, right? But our avoda is to maintain focus and never lose sight of the fact that it's be'etzem the koyach is chadshus. It's be'etzem the chiddush and the koyach that a yid has to be that a yid is meant to be. And if you do the ratzon Hashem, so then any tzaras like that zayr, like the zayr that the Nefesh HaChaim said, anything that if a Klal Yisrael is leimet Torah lishma and mekayim mitzvahs, any gzeiris, anything, nothing in the world can possibly be, because that's the other zayr. Because the giving, the running of the world was given over to Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael brings the malchus of the Rebbeinu Shalom to show everything is the schar va'einish of the Rebbeinu Shalom running the world. What we have to do, he's running the world, but he runs the world. We have a kayach that it's totally on how he did. He didn't have to be like that, but the Eibishter made that in the Bria for our taiva. It's totally on us. We're good, the world's good. We're not good, the world's not good. We messed up, kayach is chadshus. HaChadosh as Elohim comes around every month. HaChadosh Nissan comes once a year, the chadshus of the whole idea. We have to take that kayach is chadshus, have that frishkeit, and view Rosh Chodesh Nissan not as the end of Zman, but as the beginning of a Yelchum Mechayel Chayim.